Students at Pacific Heritage Academy spent the morning planting foliage next to their building's storm drain. The work is part of the Lower Jordan River Restoration Project. KUER's Michael Shea reports.
As part of a greater study of Utah's water system, students at Pacific Heritage Academy planted 9 different types of trees and shrubs in front of their school. The habitat patch, as it's called, will help absorb storm runoff from the school's parking lot and provide nesting grounds for birds. Hillary Ward is a teacher at the academy. She says that the work is much more than just stormwater management.
The students have all been assigned a different native plant or shrub that will bring in different birds to our playground area. And the whole idea is that it'll help filter the stormwater off of our parking lot, but in the long term, it'll also provide our students an opportunity to learn what scientists do on the school grounds.
Shaylee Parcell is a 7th grader participating in the project. She says that it's helping her understand why the environment as a whole is important.
It's important because then we can see what we need to do to help the environment ourselves.
Intermountain Aquatics is an environmental consulting firm that organized the event. Eric McCauley is their senior scientist. He says that Friday's project is part of a larger effort to restore native plants and animals to the riverbank.
The Jordan River over time has been an area that people have thought of in different ways. You know, in the past, it's been a dumping ground for waste. And so what we're doing is we're going back and identifying places that we think we can get native plants to grow to improve that riparian habitat, to improve the streamside habitat. And that benefits neotropical migratory birds and then also benefits water quality and other things.
The Lower Jordan Restoration Project includes coordination with state and local governments, nonprofits, and private groups. Funding will continue for the next 3 years. Michael Shea, KUER News.